We are back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are very pleased to be with Dr. Richard Lannan. We're in San Francisco. We're in his office, where he is a practicing psychotherapist. Bill wanted to hear more about, does this sound like something that just I, walk around Jane, can think of as empathy?
Empathy is a good way to think about it. If you think of empathy as not just what I would do if I was in the other person's shoes, but really understanding how does it feel to be in the other person's shoes.
To feel it?
To feel what they feel in their shoes. And know what that is and take that into consideration. That's empathy. And in the book, it's really all the stuff we talk about around tuning in. And being able to, like, tune into where the other person is. So what a mother does with a child is a deep sense of tuning in to the child. A good mother tunes in and is empathetic and reads the child's signals correctly, doesn't overlay her signals onto the child. Like, the child should do this now. It has her own schedule. It's more listening to the child empathetically. And then that actually establishes the more a mother can do that, the more like a, what's called like a secure attachment forms. And that really tunes the organism, the child, in the most optimum way so that very, very basic functions, the immune system, the blood pressure, the integrity of the heart, all of those actually get tuned in a more optimal way if that attachment is secure. And if it's not secure, then bad things happen. If it never happens, then disastrous things happen.
You know, having raised that, you know, the question implicitly is, you know, why don't you use words I'm familiar with, and concepts I'm familiar with, and I'm listening to you say that, and the answer, I mean, you spend, the way you've constructed this book, you create...
You collectively.
Collectively. That is you plural, not, it's y'all.
Y'all.
where I'm from. You're struggling, it seems, with taking... using the existing language to describe some radically different things in the context that is a linguistic context that we are accustomed to thinking of as front-brained, neocortex, logically sequenced. And that has to have been a substantive challenge because you're really talking about a different way of seeing ourselves, but more in some ways, more substantively, everything around us.
A different way of seeing.
That's right.
And experiencing.
That's right.
And sight's only a part of it, but experiencing
right.
that.
When we were all talking together, you know, we for a long time we've met and talked together. It became clear that the way we saw things in terms of our therapy and how we actually saw life was different from anything we were reading. Or in books, and it was very true, and it was very intuitive, and whenever we could get it across to by talking to a patient or to somebody else, they'd say, "Well, of course, that's the way it is." It was, but no one could see that that's the way it is. And one of the things really that Dr. Lewis did, who actually penned the book, was to use words, poetic language, to capture the essence of the concept of the book, which is looking at the world in an entirely different way, looking at it as an emotional network that we all soak in all the time. And getting that across, and actually, it is very revolutionary because when people get it, when they actually understand and get the feeling, it's life changing.
One of the dozens of just revelations. Mm-hmm. I confess, I have marked up my book. Was this notion that we really have to have each other. It isn't nice. Yeah. It isn't desirable.
Yeah.
But this business about attachment being profound and fundamental to the kind of animal we are.
Right.
Just it, even knowing pieces of the science that have led up to this. Mm-hmm. You just took all of those. It's like that kaleidoscope that we played with as a kid, that all the pieces are there, and you just, and they all fit very differently. This is a challenge, isn't it, in a time and place where we see things way another way, to say, guys, look this way. Do a 90 or 180 degree. Some of the stuff you're saying is 180 degree, to think differently about what we are, how we are, who we are, than that we have to be attached to others like us or we die.
Right, right.
Did I get it?
You got it. You got
talk
it.
Some more about this attachment, because I don't think any of us have any clue.
And oh, by the way, in case that wasn't enough, mind reading is included in this.
Oh, and yes, yeah. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's what we do.
Yeah. Which for a skeptical person, such as I occasionally fall into being, this is pushing the envelope, and yet it is plausible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we can pick up so much information by our limbic connection with another.
Well, and
person.
Again, this isn't woo-woo stuff.
No.
This is three doctors who have done lots of research that say that that part of our brain, right in the middle, that you so eloquently say that the limbic system integrates external and internal.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of it quite that way.
Yeah.
And that all of this is vital to our well-being and to maybe our survival.
You know, there's a lot of medical literature that talks about the importance of relationship and the importance of, like, longevity if you have a partner with you, and, you know, like, support networks if you have cancer in terms of survival. But it's downplayed. It's like, oh, yes, you know, actually that's the heart of it. That should be upplayed. That should be, you know, like, fostered. Most of the social forces work in the opposite direction. And so a lot of why we feel good about the book is that we do want to have people look at things differently. And where decisions are to be made to go in the direction of more attachment and more connection.
This is Dr. Richard Lannan. We're going to talk a lot more about more connection and more affiliation when we return in just a moment. This is The Paula Gordon Show. The book to which we continue to refer is A General Theory of Love. More when we come back. Please stay tuned.